Andrew Milne, Coach GM.
Andrew, the Kenmore Eagles last year, 35 wins, obviously a very impressive regular season performance, and then a real battle in the playoffs. And just looking back on a season with many milestones there and some great expectations as well. Now you've had time to process. How would you grade last season?
Yeah, I thought last year was obviously during the regular season was great. I mean, we were one point out of winning the entire AJHL, and that was for our guys. I think that was a bit of a bitter pill to swallow when you lose out by a point when you play 54 games. So that was tough. But and then the playoffs, I thought it was a hell of a series. I mean, that was a great series from both teams, going seven games. It was highly entertaining. Could have gone either way. And unfortunately, we're on the losing end of that, and that didn't sit really well with our group all summer. But you can look at the past as the past, and it was great. But we're moving on here in the future and trying to see if we can't take some of that momentum from last year into this year.
Yeah, for sure. So as you build the roster for this year, what's your leadership group, look like here for this season?
Yeah, well, we're still working on that. I know we know Casey Black was named our captain this summer, and I think that, Casey's been with us now for a bunch of years, and he sort of knows the routines, and I think Casey's going to be an elite defenseman in this league, and, he's going to lead the way, that's for sure. And I think we've got a lot of strong possibilities for, followers with that group and guys that are going to wear letters with us, and we're just going to let that sort out as it is and over the next couple weeks until we decide and go ahead and announce the leadership group.
For sure. Looking at your roster, you still had three goaltenders listed on the roster, but just walk us through who you've got in your net this season.
Yeah, so we returned both Schweiler and Cito, and real happy about that. And we weren't sure what was going to happen. Cito was in Western Hockey League camp, and we were unsure of that. And so in the offseason, we'd signed Grady Peterson, but with Cito coming back and wanting to compete here and play here, and we had to move Grady on and let those two guys fight for fight for minutes in the net. And I think it's a coach's dream when you've got two outstanding goaltenders in your lineup. It's really it's really easy to make the call.
I think one of the first trips that you guys had here last year was like the 11 round shootout game where Shivler stopped 10 of 11, and that still wasn't good enough to get out of here with a victory. It was kind of a wild one, but what did he show you last year?
Well, I think, he had a, he'd probably claim he had a poor start to the season, but he was resilient and, he persevered with a lot of hard work later on and making sure that he was able to just, put himself in a good position down the back half. And I thought he did that. The maturity level, the work ethic, the compete, it just elevated significantly throughout the season. And by the time we got in the second half of the year, he was, the veteran goaltender that we all expect him to be.
As you look at some generations of players coming through these organizations, you had Max Giangualano a few years ago. The Grizzlies have Sam here tonight to just speak of what you remember about Max.
Yeah, I think it's great to see. I mean, I think Max was a great player for us. Big kid that could skate really well. He had a phenomenal shot. And obviously Sam's having some success as well. And, a great year last year in the KI. And, I'm glad to see he's getting an opportunity here in Oles.
The Grizzlies and yourself, obviously, both 0-2 coming into tonight. So, again, early season, there is pressure within each organization and that you put on yourselves here. So what are we expecting out on the ice tonight?
Well, I hope we're going to have a bounce-back game from our effort in the Calgary. I just think that from a man, we were not happy with that game. We weren't happy with the way the game was played, the way it was handled, the leadership, nothing. So I think our guys are going to bounce back. And, I know from our perspective, we haven't had the extended training camp like other teams have had, and that was only our fourth game of the year, and tonight will be our fifth. So, the more we get together with our guys, the more chemistry we're creating and the more opportunities to get to know one another. But I anticipate we're going to see a much better game than we played here the other night.
Easton Milne, I believe, played his first game here in Olds last season in the lineup with you guys this season. What's this experience been like for you guys?
Well, it's great. I mean, that's such a unique position to be in to get to coach your kid. And I think it's probably going to be harder on him than it is me, just with everything that goes into that and the way kids operate. But, he's been outstanding. His work ethic is great. He's doing a lot of the things we ask him to do, and I think that's something that's been a lot of years in the making, living with a coach. So, I think Easton's learned quickly that there's some systems that have to be played, and there's, the work ethic is non-negotiable. So I think you're going to see that again from him tonight.
Excellent. Well, keep it going, Andrew. Always good chatting with you.
Thank you.